at the start of your treatment, you met a guy, you were queuing for a gig, and you met a guy and you went on a date. Is that right?
Yes. And yeah. Yeah, I think we went on one or two dates.
Oh, good. But in the course of time, what was happening?
Well, I mean, I lost my hair, and then I think, so I had met him, I think, with hair, and then quickly lost my hair, and I think the next time I was meeting him was the first day I got my wig. And, you know, I happened to be in, I think it was Raheny or somewhere, like I was by the sea, and I was thinking, oh my God, I have my wig. You know, I wasn't secure with the wig yet, and yeah, it was just awkward. And I'm sure it was awkward for him as well.
And, well, it could be awkward for some and others might handle it differently. How did he handle it?
You know, I suppose I was so caught up in what I was thinking that I probably wasn't thinking much about what he was thinking. You know, you kind of have this, yeah, verbal diarrhea in your own head and just you're so insecure about it. Yeah, but I suppose it's just difficult. I mean, difficult for you as a person
sure.
with the wig, and then difficult for the person who's sitting there with you.
Did you see him again?
I did see him again, and I think I was starting, or had I started treatment, I just wasn't feeling great at the time. So, I mean, I don't blame the guy for kind of going, oh, this is a bit too much for me.
I can imagine. And you know, that's why. But are you still interested, Sinead, in dating?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not dead yet.
No, of course that. I know that. But
but
just when you talk about the treatments or being unwell, are you jaded or too wrecked, or do you just want to get on with your life?
No, well, I mean, it's not a priority to meet somebody, but I mean, I was away, I travelled for 3 years, and like some things are better shared. So,
yeah.
I mean, I actually, if I don't meet somebody, that's absolutely fine. But I suppose it's a weird thing for somebody as well. Like, so if you meet somebody and they have a terminal illness, are you going to get involved with them?
Well, that is the question.